like to have been. Hello, friend, and greetings again in the blessed, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. Yes, beloved, he is the only one who can satisfy the hunger of the human spirit. Men try so many things to fill that void, to fill that emptiness in their life. But no one can fill that emptiness. Nothing can fill that emptiness except the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone can fill that vacuum in the human spirit. He alone can give you purpose and reason for living. He alone can make life have any sense about it. And beloved, he alone is life eternal. Yes, we're considering and thinking about the wonderful truths of the living Christ and the rich blessings which are ours through the new birth, through faith and trust in Jesus Christ. In Colossians chapter 2 and verse 10, or verse 9, we read these words, and the last word of verse 8 is Christ. Verse 9, for in him, in Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. It's in Christ. He is the picture of the triune Godhead manifested bodily. And oh, how wonderful it is to know the truth and to know the Lord Jesus Christ in person. In Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He's the manifestation of the Father. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, we read, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. You see, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is the image, the manifestation, the revelation of the living God. Jesus Christ is the revelation of God the Father and the revelation of God the Holy Spirit. And he is the one who makes known to us the Father and his love for mankind by sending the Lord Jesus to come to earth to take upon himself human form to be born again by a virgin. Conceived by the Holy Spirit, we're told in the Gospels, that the Lord Jesus is the one who took upon himself human form by the work of the Holy Spirit in the Virgin Mary, bringing forth Jesus Christ in human form. Yes, he grew just like any other human, and he developed physically. But he is God, and he knows and he understands every emotion, every thought, everything that an individual experiences. He was faced with every temptation, yet without sin. Oh, beloved, he is the true and the living God who came to redeem man from his sin. Jesus Christ is the way to God the Father. And we're told in John 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way. Thomas was speaking to the Lord, and Jesus had talked to his disciples just a few hours before he would be going to the cross. And he encouraged the disciples. He said, let not your heart be troubled. verse 1 of John 14, ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And, beloved, this is a beautiful picture of the event that we call the rapture, or the catching out of the church to meet the Lord in the air. He says, I will come and receive you to myself, that where I am, where is he? He's in heaven. He's seated at God the Father's right hand. And he says, I'll come and gather you to myself, that where I am, there in heaven, you may be there with me also. And this is one of the scriptures of the many beautiful truths that are hidden in God's Word concerning this glorious event when Christ will come in the air to call us unto Himself, all born-again believers. The dead in Christ will rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Oh, beloved, that's a wonderful, wonderful truth that is going to take place in the time that God determines. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. This is in 1 Thessalonians. And we read these words beginning with verse 13 of 1 Thessalonians 4. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. And he's speaking there of those who have died in Christ. Death for the believer, you see, beloved, is not a terrible and horrible and awful experience. The Apostle Paul said death for the believer was to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. And he said that's far better, because he had an experience. And I believe it was when he was stoned at Lystra that he went into the third heaven, into the presence of God. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 12, he describes this, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. And he explains how that he saw things that it was unlawful for man to repeat. That is, he couldn't tell us the glories that he had beheld. And after that experience, the Apostle Paul said, I'd rather depart and be with Christ, which is far, far better. And so, beloved, those who are asleep are those who die in the Lord, knowing Him as Savior. They leave this old earth suit, and the body is what dies, not the soul and spirit of the believer. We have life everlasting. We're never going to die. We've already passed from death unto life, we're told in God's Word in the book of 1 John, that we've already passed from death into life. And so I'm never going to die. Yes, this old body I live in will die, but this body is just the earth suit. It's not Bob Griggs. Bob Griggs is spirit and soul, and Bob Griggs is going to move out of this old body, and you know what? God's going to give Bob Griggs a new body, a glorified body, a body that is different from this body that I live in now. It will be a body that's incorruptible. This body has all kinds of corruption about it. But praise the Lord, there's coming a day when He's going to give us a body that will have no corruption. There'll be nothing about it that dies. It will be a body that will endure forever and forever. And anything that I eat in that glorified body will be completely assimilated. There'll be no waste, no corruption of any kind in that glorified body. And so, those who have died in Christ, the Bible speaks of them as having gone to sleep. And it's an illustration of how that death for the believer is not a horrible and terrible experience. In the book of John, chapter 11, when Lazarus died, the disciples, he told them, Lazarus is asleep, and I go that I may awaken him. And they said, well, Lord, if he's sleeping, he's doing well. And so then the Lord explained to them, Lazarus is dead, but I go that I may awake him. And that's exactly what Jesus did as he went there, had them move the stone away from the tomb, and he cried out, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came forth, floated out of there, bound hand and foot, and Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Oh, beloved, Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And so in 1 Thessalonians 4:13, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, if we believe that, he says, verse 14, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede or go before them which are asleep. For the Lord himself, Jesus is coming in person, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Where? In the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. This is the event. Caught up is the word harpazo, which means to snatch away. We're going to be snatched away to meet the Lord in the air and return to heaven with Christ while this world goes through a period of time called Jacob's trouble, and it's also called the tribulation period. And the book of Revelation describes this terrible and awful period that's going to take place when the wrath of God is poured out upon a God-rejecting world. Oh, beloved, so much is in store, and when you know Jesus, the Spirit of God opens up the Word of God, and we learn so much about the truth. Till next time, goodbye.